My guest at this time is Adam Brandon. He is the president at FreedomWorks. He joins me today to talk about a story that will come to a head late next week, but isn't getting a lot of attention. With all the news on North Korea and possibly a revival of the healthcare legislation, what might come next on tax reform, the issue of funding the government beyond the end of the month is likely to be a major point of debate, with Republicans being, of course, in the majority and Democrats now suggesting they might not be all that motivated to vote for a bill to fund the government going forward. So what should the Republican priorities be, and will we actually hit a shutdown? And Adam, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, one of the reasons we're at this point here at the end of April is because Republicans decided when they were in the majority in the Congress, in the previous Congress, was to fund to this point because they knew that they'd be in control, Donald Trump would be president, and so then they could put in their priorities as opposed to President Obama extending his priorities. So from what you see with just a few days to go, how organized are Republicans in taking advantage of that?
What I see from the Republican side is, number one, you're going to see Obamacare probably coming back to vote, the repeal of Obamacare coming back to vote this week, a much improved bill than what happened before. It still has a long way to go, but I wouldn't be surprised it gets out of the House. And then next week, I expect we'll start hearing on fundamental tax reform. So I don't think any Republican is that interested in a shutdown right now. They'd rather kick the can and move some of these other larger priorities. But what is really significant happening here, and you mentioned North Korea and everything else, this little CR debate could end up being one of the most important political debates for the next few years, if not decade, if not longer. Because what's going to happen is Republicans will come go to Democrats with an offer saying, we'll do this continuing resolution if we'll even give you some more money for some of your welfare stuff if you give us more money to build the border wall. If Democrats balk at that deal and you start heading to a shutdown, what is significant is I wouldn't be surprised if there would be an overhaul of Senate rules and a change in the parliamentary procedures.
Does that mean no filibuster for legislation?
That's what I'm starting to hint at. This is a real test this weekend. And you mentioned it comes to a head next week. But over this weekend is where the test is to see, will Democrats mildly work with the Republicans? Or if they decide to shut the government down because you have eight or so or nine Democrats that you can't find a vote for a short continuing resolution, that sends the signal that politics has changed. And if Republicans are going to move their legislative agenda, you might see a change in Senate rules.
Well, that would certainly be significant. That would make the Supreme Court nomination rule change pale in comparison. We're speaking with Adam Brandon, president of FreedomWorks. And Adam, when it comes to the Democrats, there was a report in Roll Call towards the end of the week suggesting that if their leaders aren't confident that they have achieved what they consider an acceptable bipartisan deal here with the Republican majority in both the House and Senate, that they're perfectly content to vote no. So do they have any incentive to vote yes, knowing that the media, regardless of the machinations here, is probably going to blame the Republicans if there is a shutdown?
The issue over the shutdown would be President Trump wants to put some money for the border wall. And again, what I have heard is that the trade-off is if we'll give you a dollar-for-dollar match for the money we have for the border wall, we'll give you a few extra bucks for some welfare programs. So it's enough that everyone can get something that they want and keep the government going for a few weeks, if not a few months. But if the Democrats have said there is no money for new ICE agents, no money for a border wall, well, that goes back to what we were saying earlier. If they won't budge on that, look to see significant changes legislatively in the Senate going forward.
What does that tell you about Democrats that they consider that a red line?
Well, I've been the one been told that as a conservative Republican, I'm the one who won't deal. And what I think is going to come out here is if Democrats decide, well, we're not going to deal, that means that you're either going to have government just absolutely paralyzed, or you're going to have to change some things so you could start moving some legislation. And let's say that happens, that might make it actually easier to go bigger and bolder on fundamental tax reform and bigger and bolder on Obamacare repeal. So this is a significant battle that's happening.
Is this a battle conservatives should embrace? Some people might suggest, well, yes, this, of course, was a huge priority for the president during the campaign. And since he's been inaugurated and a lot of conservatives flocked to Trump as a result of his strong stance on immigration. So is this a good battle for the Republicans to pitch right now?
Republicans need to do something on immigration and the border. They've been screaming about it for so long. It has to get done. They've been saying we're going to do something on fundamental tax reform. It has to get done. You've got to grow the economy. And then finally, we've been promising the American people for 7 years we're going to repeal Obamacare. If you get all of those things done, this Trump presidency has been a success in the early part. So the stakes are very high. And if they can get this done, I tell you, there's another issue I can't wait to start working on, and that is fundamental welfare reform. So a success now begets a whole lot of success later. So this is an exciting time.
In addition to the funding that's needed here in the coming days, there's, of course, the budget and appropriations process going forward. And Republicans, of course, will control that process along with the Republican president for at least the next two negotiations over the coming fiscal years. Once we get to that point in earnest, what type of different priorities do you hope to see from the Republicans than what we got over the past 8 years, for example?
Number one, holding the line on spending. We're $20 trillion in debt. It's time to get that under control. And the way you do that is you hold the line, you don't add new spending, and at the same time, you grow the economy. You have 2 or 3 years of 3% and 4% growth. Almost every one of our problems gets better, almost every one. So this is what this opportunity is. Democrats will try and make the 2018 election based on a referendum on Trump. I'd like to make the 2018 election a referendum on 3% or 4% economic growth.
And as we close here, Adam, you mentioned in passing that the House is likely to pass a health care bill on its second go around here, and you think the bill has vastly improved. We've heard a lot of reports that a deal is close. Republicans will probably have the votes. What are you hearing about the actual changes that make it acceptable to more conservatives?
There's a few things, and I think this is acceptable to get out of the House, and I expect to do a lot more work in the Senate. But one of the primary changes is that the House Freedom Caucus has said if our reforms don't lower health care premiums, we're going to be in trouble. So some of the reforms, and it's not the best way to go about it, but it's what they could get through, is that a lot of the mandates that were in Obamacare that drive up prices, they would let states opt out. So what you would then have is a state like California that would decide to keep a lot of the Obamacare rules and regulations, and then a state like Nevada that decides to not have it. So you'd see California premiums go up and Nevada premiums go down. And so you kind of live to fight another day by passing it back to the states. And remember, Republicans have most state legislatures. So I think what you would start seeing is an experiment in the states between states that are able to lower premiums and states that see them continue to go up. So at this point, I'll take that deal to keep the process moving forward.
Would different rules in different states, and this is the final exit question, I promise, breed confusion for people who are used to having uniform rules, or will that set up a series of competitions between the states that will ultimately improve the system even more in the long run?
That's what I believe that this compromise would do. I would prefer, like, I'm not going to say I'm in love with the current health care bill, but if we got that and that's the main compromise that we were able to get through, you would set it up so states could be the laboratories of innovation. And I've long said that what FreedomWorks is really doing at the end of the day is we're protecting Article 1 of the Constitution, trying to bring law from the regulators and bureaucrats back to Congress. And Part 2 is the 10th Amendment, giving the states the rights to innovate. So this bill would do that. It would allow the states to do a lot more innovation. And something I will give, I've been very critical of Paul Ryan, but the block granting of Medicaid is a major first step in fundamental welfare reform. So at the end of the day, it will be a much better bill than Obamacare, but that just sets us up for plenty of work ahead in the future.
Well, Adam, as you've said, opportunity is certainly abounding for the Trump administration right now on a whole number of fronts that could pay off for the American people big time, but we'll see how they actually go here as the debates unfold. Thank you very much for your time today.
It's a lot of fun. Everyone have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. Adam Brandon is president of FreedomWorks. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.